And now introducing the host to the most of the Only Efficient Podcast, His Royal Majesty. Oh my goodness. Are you bored or stressed from the week's work? Do you find it hard to stay abreast of trending issues and gist? Then the Only Fusion Podcast is the right antidote for you. Antidote might not be correct in English, but take it like that. Join Lumaya every Saturday as he talks about trending issues and life matters. Only Fusion Podcast. Value and fun. You heard? Hello everyone. Hello. You're welcome to another episode of the Only Fusion Podcast. It's good to be back and it's good to have you around. My name is Olumayo, as you already know. You can call me Oluem for short, Only Fusion. I respond to anyone you want to call me, but in case you want to sign me a check, please call me Adekore Olumayo. It's good to be back. Like I said, my week has been amazing. I hope your week has been amazing also. Today, straight to the point, today we are talking about a very interesting topic. And the topic is maintaining friendships. And with me, I have some of my guys in the studio, or some of my guys in around today. These are members of Shedda House. By the way, Shedda House is a space for creatives, basically a community of creatives just come together to a place. And there's also a Shedda House Academy where you can learn stuff like web design, web development, UI, UX, digital marketing, photography, videography, and a whole host of other things. So you can just check Shedda House on, basically hashtag Shedda House on Instagram or Shedda House on Twitter, or search for Shedda House on Google, and all you have to know about Shedda House is right there waiting for you. So we'll be going on a short break, and when I come back, I tell you, I'll be with my guys and we shall begin the discussion. It might be a little bit long today, but take it like that. It's all value and fun. Don't go nowhere. All right, welcome back from the short break. Like I said, I have some of my guys in the house. I will be discussing together this topic on how we can build friendships or build our friendships and make our friendships better anyways, because recently a number of persons have been having issues with friendships, and it's general. I think the pressure of Nigeria is enough to make to spoil friendships, and so it's really important that we make intentional decisions to be better at our friendships. So I'm going to allow the persons I have in the house to introduce themselves, and while they do that, they also tell us what they are doing. So over to you, sir.
Hello Saba.
Oh yeah, so can I beg
you? Who am I addressing?
Fellow people that are listening to the podcast.
Hello, my fellow Nigerians. My name is Balogo Ayofe Olamide.
Sorry, so people are listening to me from all over the world. So please address the world.
Okay. Hello, guys.
Good.
Okay, I'm Balogo Ayofe Olamide. I'm a UIS designer.
Opo.
A graphic designer.
All right.
And
you are everything involved. Opo.
Okay.
All right, next person, please.
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon, good morning, good night, good everything. Okay. Babalola Esther Similoluwa.
Same.
And I'm also a UIX designer, an entrepreneur, and upcoming civil engineer.
Okbo. Nice one. I'm also going to be introducing someone here. Let's come to the mic. Yes, ma.
Okay, hi everybody. My name is Mercy, and I'm a UI UX designer at Shedda House, and it's good to be on the podcast.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming on the podcast. Thank you. Even though I know you're going. Don't be surprised that everybody that is talking is UI UX designer. It just happened to happen like that.
We are gold diggers.
It just happened to happen like that. All right.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Hello, world. I'm a developer. No. I'm a UI UX designer. I'm a student of computer science and what else? Many things in between.
Yes. And that's Ayolua bakes, Ayolua cooks, Ayolua does everything doable. Anyhow, you're welcome. You're all welcome to the Leaf Fusion podcast. Thank you for coming. It's resting. Thank you for coming to the podcast. So, the topic we're addressing actually is building our friendships or building the friendships that we have. Actually, we still have one more person who is going to be joining. He will join as soon as he settles. Yeah. So, first question, yeah. I think it's important before we know how we can build our friendships, it's important that we know the number of friends that we all have, and so we can know how we have been managing it over the years. Valo is here too, a baby girl, but she's not ready to speak. Third baby in the house.
Say something, Valo.
Anyhow, she's not ready to speak. So, I want to ask this first question, and I'm asking this question to Ayolua first. So, how many? You know that in your friends, there's the friends, there are the acquaintances. Now, in your friends, like the major G's, like your G's that you can always call, like how many are they? Like how many?
Five.
Interesting, very interesting. Five. All right, Ayonfe, how many do you have?
Let me count. Life of a star. So, okay, 1, 2, 3.
Ah,
I have like I have like four. Yeah,
four. All right.
I have fans.
And this person's over the, like, how many years is like the least,
probably 12 years or 13.
Are you serious?
I'm a loyal person.
So you have been wow, that's crazy.
A loyal friend.
How many years are you doing?
My closest friends right now, I've known them for like 3-4 years.
3-4 years, that's interesting. So Ayofi has more experience in this friendship stuff. See me.
Okay.
how many friends are you? I don't know why Simi is laughing like this.
Well,
today.
I would say, let's say maybe three.
Three friends. And how long have you known them?
Say 3 years.
Three years. All right.
Years plus.
Before we move to Messi, we have the person in the house who just joined. Tim, can you introduce yourself?
I'm Timothy. I know they talk my son name.
Just good.
I'm Timothy. I'm a product designer. And I'm a law student. That might practice.
Alright, yeah. So before we move to Messi, let's ask you the question. How many friends are you, like, how many close friends do you have? Like your circle of friends? Like your strongest circle?
I think just two.
Two?
Yeah.
What? Are you kidding? Two.
I'm serious.
Wait. So that is with you inclusive, that's three.
Depends on how I take friends. Somebody that I have a very deep connection with. There are just like two.
Wow.
That we talk a lot.
Why do I feel that those two
lot,
are females?
They are not females. One is male, one is female.
Oh, interesting. So that's three in total. All right. Smessy, how many?
I don't know.
But you have.
I don't know how to keep friends. So sometimes we can be talking this week and weeks we just
really
post each other, and that will be.
Okay. This will lead to my next question. Does it mean that if you are friends with this person, like this person is your circle of friends, does it mean that you have to talk to the person every day? What do you think?
I'm just checking up on friendship. So I think I'm able to connect with people that I assume are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm able to connect with them when we don't talk every time.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's for you.
That's for me. Because I mean, if we talk maybe like once in two weeks, it's like we've not spoken in a very long time. So we get to pour out and we can go for hours talking, chatting, and all those things.
Interesting.
So I think that's how it works for me, Sha. But I don't know how to keep friends. So call on Bang.
Alright. So Simi, for you, do you think these are your closest friends?
Yes.
Do you talk to them every day?
No, I don't. I don't.
And it's normal for you?
Yes, very normal.
Okay.
Well, I think
I assume that people that you call close friends, I mean, at every point, I assume that people that you call close friends, at every point that anything happens, you reach out to them, you get like, but maybe you have a gist that, I don't get
you have
it. You
don't
go to your status first. You is your.
You first tell them.
Exactly. I mean that.
You don't. But that's your kiss anyways. You don't usually post. You don't post normally. I am Ayoluwa. Do you talk to your close friends every day?
Almost every day.
But not every day. So in like a week, you talk to them maybe 5 days, 7 days.
Yes.
All right. Not bad. I think that's one thing that we need to note first, that you don't have to always talk to, even though they are your closest of friends. Yeah. I think it's important to note. Okay, Tim has to say something.
I don't talk to mine. I think the last time I spoke to mine was today, but before today was like 2 weeks ago.
Interesting.
I think it was just the thing about it is, any step you are taking, the guy knows. He or she, both of them, they know when I'm doing this. They know when I'm into this, they know when I'm into that, they know when I'm into this, they know when I'm into that.
Wow.
When you do things together and to carry them along throughout the course of your life, they're like a family, so.
Alright. So I think it's because I've seen a number of persons say, you have to talk to me every day. And I don't know, but I don't know if it's normal, but I feel that you don't have to always talk to them. If there's really nothing to say, must you force the conversation? I just feel that way, that there's no need to actually talk to this person every day. And I've some people, like Messi said, she does not find it comfortable. And so if the person is trying to talk to you every day, what do? You just sit there trying to reciprocate fake energy. But anyways. So I have quite a number of things that people have said over time. On how to build their friendship and all that. And one very important one that I have had people talk about is that they should avoid consistently giving advice or trying to fix all of their friends' problems. Did you get that? So this person is your close friend, but an advice that I've had over time is that don't always try to fix this person's problem. Maybe you should allow the person to enjoy explore the problem and experience the problem. Do you think that is fine? Are you unfair?
See, that's the first red flag actually. So the thing is, me being your friend, then probably you came today, you brought a problem. Okay, I tried to help, I did. The next week again, I saw your text, still another problem. I will try to distance myself from you. So the thing is,
my problem here comes.
Let me just say that was what like spoiled most of my friendship with like people I called my friends then. Mm. The few ones I have now, we probably talk, probably if you are planning to solve something, okay, I have this idea or this thing will make sense, something like that. Mm-hmm. Or probably you are having issue with a like stuff that does not involve, I don't know, but like supporting each other is,
but not drinking,
but not bringing, we barely talk in, sometimes it might be maybe once in a month. Mm. And we are still cool, probably when we see, we talk, we vibe normally, but the issue of talking every day, bringing problems, that can work, can never work.
Oh, even with that one, that is for lovers. Do you think, okay, should lovers actually talk every day?
Even for lovers, it's still not, let me just say, it's still kind of, it might become a burden.
But if this person is your lover, I think you should share the problems.
It depends on the type of problem. It actually depends on type of problem.
Sure.
If it's something that has to do, maybe like say an internal problem such that maybe you, the person, maybe it's maybe financial issues and all that. You know, fine, my, you're my friend. You can't solve all my financial problems. No, you should, something that you should know. So if the person is coming all the time for money, then you can, okay, you can shift back a little bit. But if something that has to do with family or something, something that you can maybe intervene or just, you know, drop a few words name. That's
few advice kind of,
yeah. Yes. Something that at least doesn't, maybe doesn't really cost you fine, maybe your time or data or something.
But if we are saying now that the person should not share all their problems, then where is the space of communication? Because that's another advice, that you must always communicate, communicate.
Share all. So you can share parts. But sharing all.
How do you know?
It's basically a body.
Let's automatically
is a body. What you're trying to say basically is for people that the only time they ever have your time is when they have a problem.
Okay.
And they let it just enter your DM knowing that, oh, this person is going to solve my problem. And then they are not useful for you with you because
passage.
Yeah, the
people just dump the problem. You just like, I want to communicate, yeah. So let me just let you know the problem, and they will expect you to like just do all the stuff. Yeah.
And when you have problems, like, it's good when you have friends and you solve their problems, they solve your problems. But when you have friends and you're always solving their problems, and it's like you don't even have problems in your own life.
So you are not
like you are invisible. They are not. They don't see you.
I don't know. I've posted something like that on Twitter. Like friendship that is one-sided, automatically you get tired of it.
Mm.
But someone just entered my DM that he was just saying trash. I was like, what's really my love? The thing is, when you are giving, not in terms of money. But like when you are giving out and you're not getting that same energy, automatically it will stop.
Yeah, true.
Like it will be stopping like gradually before you know you're out of it.
Yeah. That's very true.
True.
But it's still important that we have to communicate anyways.
Yeah, baby.
There's no issue with dropping all your problems.
Yeah.
You are sharing it. It's not as if you are expecting me to solve them. The only thing I can do is advise you on what to do. At least You can tell me all your problems. I'll do my best. What I can do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as if I have a friend. I won't call him a friend. I have one acquaintance.
Yeah, he's not in your inner circle.
The guy. The first time the guy said, "Make I borrow him money." I just looked at, okay, money plenty for my account. Make I borrow him.
Mm-hmm.
So as he say, I don't borrow him that kind of amount of money.
Yeah.
He now turned it to something that, if I need money to borrow, this guy
let
will
me always
down.
Be there.
He's always asking.
As per bank.
Next thing, I just said, guy, no ask me again. If you ask me again, I go tell you say I don't get. Me, I used to. I'm very frank. I won't tell you I don't have something. I don't have enough. I'll tell you that I don't want to.
Omo, you confident too? So but maybe because that person was your acquaintance.
When you don't bring things straight to people, you are putting, you are making problems for yourself. It's better you just let them know from the onset.
There's no
issue with actually sharing your problems to your friends. Mm. The thing about friendship is just trying as much as possible to solve someone's problem at the best of your abilities. So if he's talking to them, if he's encouraging them, that's all you can do. So let it slide.
Mm.
See, I have a friend that.
Okay, I want to say something.
Okay. Like, we've been friends since primary school, actually. But this same guy, the only time you come to my DM is, guy, I need this money. I want to run something. No. Actually, the first time I gave, but I found out it's actually consistent with that same thing. Even to the extent that when he was planning to do his birthday, he dropped his account number like 2 days before his birthday. The guy sent something for me.
Wait, you are my fellow guy. Let's get context. Before he sent you that message, when last did he chat you up?
Probably over a month or 2 months ago.
And suddenly but just
the funny thing is, even the last time I went to, we still went out together. We did like we flexed like normal thing. Probably because he's a guy. That's why I said a lot of things works among guys.
Switch
but ladies,
gender.
ladies.
Oh yeah.
Oh Biri.
Oh Biri.
Let me say
oh, yeah, speech gender, please. If it was a lady that came to you and asked for money like that. Or drop the account number.
Actually, see, I'm not biased about giving that money. Either you are a guy or you are a, or see, the same energy I gave my guy, I'm obviously giving you. If
wait, okay, Tim has said something. Is it on this gender issue?
Yeah, I have female friends. See, the thing is, for me, I don't know about anybody else.
Uh-huh.
For me, it's very difficult for me to make female friends. Can be my acquaintance, as far I can play with you and say how far, all those kind of things. But if you are my not
feelings, actually, some of like the least saying actually.
What I'm saying now is, you are my guy. There are some girls that are my guy. They are my guys that I'm down anytime, any day. There are some girls that they are my guys. Cause some girls are there that they are reasonable and they have. But most women nowadays, they are just like leeches. That's just
not all.
Please.
I didn't say all. I didn't say all.
Because let's talk about this gender or no gender. So I had same experience. So
anytime a woman, anytime an acquaintance comes and wants to ask, maybe just my acquaintance, and ask me for money, and is a woman, I'm always off. But if it's a guy, I'm still like off small. I still like 50%. But if it's a woman, I'm always like.
I still feel it. I can get another opportunity from my guy, like my fellow guy, if I give you something. I have plenty female close friends actually, but if I have plans of not giving you, like I won't think about that no. Like I will give you the no immediately, cause. This is normal. It's normal thing. Okay, I need this stuff. I don't have no. Thank you. Probably the way I reply to you, you might end up saying thank you. You are welcome. That's normal thing. So the thing is, but if it is from my guy, like a friend, like my fellow comrade, I can easily give you. I know we go still jam. And you go still sort some things for me.
So what you are saying is, if it's a lady. And the person is not your close G, you no go give her money.
No.
Ha. But if it's your close G that is a guy, go give her money.
Easily.
Ah. Wait, Ayoluwa. If a guy comes to ask you for money, let's dwell on this money issue. If a guy comes to ask for money, you have the money. Will you give the guy? Just a random.
Guys, that we've had situations like that, and I won't have that sort of I won't give them money again. I won't give them money again because and then there are other guys that have had that sort of situation with, and I'll give them money again because it depends on how useful the guy is.
But see, I do give ladies money, don't get me wrong.
Okay, so like he's talking about
my boss
Kenny now, so like, maybe maybe there's a situation now, Ayofe is hungry. Ayofe said he has to eat 3 times a day. Ayofe is hungry, but he needs the money with him for transport fare. He decides that, okay, I'm going to ask AY for money. Okay, AY gives it to him, but AY tells him that, oh, I need this money for my transport fare tomorrow. And then the next day, Ayofe does not show up with the money. AY fights her way home, but the next time, AY is not going to give Ayofe money. So that's the situation.
I will still give you after.
Well,
I'm not saying
okay, see me once this
was it last week or last 2 weeks? I got to share the house, was it May 9 or thereabouts?
Okay.
And as at last week, somebody here asked me for money, that is a guy.
Okay. Hey.
It's the truth.
Okay. Wait. Let's say to you, was it online?
Online, on WhatsApp.
Okay.
Like,
somebody you roll with?
I don't roll. We are 2 weeks.
Maybe let's, there's no need to delve into details. Let's just finish.
We
the
just
story.
Talked that day, like, can you, as per se, the person doesn't come and I just ignore the person. Person asked, well, like, can you call urgent? Can you call? Can I say urgent? Something I want to use it for one registration or something. Yeah. The truth is that I had that money in my account.
But you are not ready to this person. Okay.
If not even role, I've made up my mind. Like, never in my life.
To give a guy
money. Give any guy money. Except we are, even though we are...
Ha!
See, it's the truth. Because I think what
Wait, me, let's start with this straight too.
Yes.
Any guy.
Any guy.
You not give any guy money.
I'm not going to.
Ha!
Except the person breaks the barrier. And...
barrier.
Serious. Because the last experience I had, I think so the person...
You can't give me money like this.
It depends. Depends. Maybe, except you can build your trust. If you can build your trust, fine. But to be sincere, I've actually made up my mind. The last time I experienced something like that, okay, that one did not even, he just asked. So, my niceness, I was like, should be boy and girls, we are equal now. Just let me give this person.
Oh, Kala. Oh, Daju.
See, guy, as at that time, the guy, you know, Geshinshi, was just there.
Uh-huh.
When he blew, finish, he never even remember to give me 13 era. I find at that time, I think I gave him 3,000 or so.
Yeah.
Ah! And that 3,000 gone. I think I went out of my way. That's what
so, yeah, he was. You had to like sacrifice something.
The replica, I mean, what's the name? The replication, or what's the English? The
implications were
really
bad.
Bad.
Is that so, sad?
Since that time, I made up my mind. And I think some guys, they feel that when you give them money, I don't know, like maybe you are riding them or something. Like their ego is punctured, so to say.
All right.
So
let me hear Mrs. Point of view.
I'm coming. Okay. So the idea of guys not borrowing ladies money or giving ladies money. I have a close friend. Oh yeah, you know school.
Ah.
Till now. Till now.
Why you go borrow person your school fees?
No.
It that thing turned to like another thing. The guy was like, oh, I will just forget about this money, cause the lady will be seeing that same guy, Oniki. On top, say you won't pay person money back.
But that's really, see, that's really. And I remember saying this on my status before.
And we are still the same level. She still did that same school.
I say, okay, fine. Mas someone yeni 7 months.
Okay.
Or 1 year.
Okay.
And I know that okay, mama dad will just dear, like but a little.
I find it very easy to borrow my guy. I'm 100% sure.
Our guy go.
See, okay. Probably my cycle, but I'm 100% sure. Even if he doesn't like give me back, I won't be bothered. I know, like, okay, we've done things together. I've benefited from you.
Okay,
like
okay. On this borrowing,
I've never had that experience with any of my guys. If I borrow you money, okay, that's my guy. I need this money urgent. I will give you this same time. By that same time, or even before that time, I will get the money back.
I don't expect that when you borrow somebody money, you'll be going after the person. Like, I don't
care. Never.
I don't
even tell you when I had last year.
See, let's go back to friendship.
Let me tell you a funny experience I had last year, March. It wasn't even borrow money. I ordered for something. And till now, I've not received it. And I asked for a refund. That was March. I asked for a refund in August. And I still not gotten my refund as at now, August last year.
Is the person your friend?
No.
Okay.
Just a business person. And that's a business, and the person is building a bad name for the business.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's not even borrow. You
call him out, yes.
I suppose call him out, but
I'm too nice.
I still talked about on my status.
If I borrow from somebody,
I would never be comfortable.
I would never. See,
I think so because
if the person has, if the person is asks me that, do you have it now? I don't know. I'm going to say that. Even for like 2 days, I have to be apologizing to the person.
Wait. Okay. Bringing this back to friendship. So we are.
I don't have any problem. I borrow friends from you.
I think bringing this. If we are bringing this back to friendship,
if
we are saying, okay,
of getting some, not even doesn't have to be money. That okay. Can be something else. If you are proving yourself worthy, and I know yes, this person, no time, no deal. Why not?
Okay. All right.
Yes.
So I think that even amidst our friends.
Yes.
In our main circle of friends,
uh-huh.
There are some persons that we know that they do not handle money well.
Yes.
Let's
yes.
be factual. Some of them might not be able to handle money well.
Yes.
And so we are saying that if at all you are helping somebody, you must be sure that this person is going to now help generally, not just money or borrowing money.
Yes.
Or if you are giving advice on everything, you must be sure that this person is going to view your advice as something important. And I think that's one thing that we learned, that as a friend or to this person, I must be able to even if this person's advice is not sensible, may be able to weigh the advice and show the person that you acknowledge the advice and you value that person's advice and you value that person's place in your life. So I think that's even one way that we can build our friendships. Because many people, look at the example of money I've been giving out. Many people will give advice, many people will give money, but you know, even the whoever is receiving, on the receiving end, we don't value it. And I think that's one thing, that's where this one-sided thing comes in from. Oh yeah, help me now. The person help, I'm like, Alaye, your something is nonsense. I think that's one way we can change. All right, let me ask us a general question. Like this, I just want to get our point of view. How do you think, or as a person, how have you improved your friendship in like in recent times? What have you been doing differently? or generally. That's the tech baby that is now talking anyways. But generally now, how do you think that friendships can be improved? Apart from this communication we have talked about, what do you think that people can do? What do you think people can do? Tim. Yes, let's give it to Tim first. Tim is a lawyer in training, so let's hear from
do to improve their friendship. I don't know, I think people should stop thinking friendship is based on collecting. Friendship is not based on friendship should be based on we benefit from each other. Like we influence each other in one way.
Let's use that word influence.
I don't want to use benefit because we influence each other one way or the other. So before I was somebody that never used to write. Like when I'm reading, I just read and jot some, I just stick some things in my textbook and read like that. Until I saw that this place don't be secondary school or I be A level. So now all this kid, you guys they write as they read. And my friends they tell me, say my friends was telling me, guy, you guys they write as they read. Sometimes I'll see the results I have today was not even my doing. Was influenced by my friend. Because every time I see him, this guy don't need jack.
You say if you go jack.
Yeah. Or I see my other friend, this guy is already doing something. Let me do my own.
Are these your two friends in the same? We are in the same faculty.
We are in the same faculty. Okay. It's not even just book wise.
Yeah, I understand.
Like general wise.
So and try to influence the other yourself. Person.
And you should be friends with somebody you have connection with. One thing lots of secondary school students do, even some university students, I made that mistake a lot in secondary school. I always wanted to roll with
the rainy clique. Yeah,
they were
the
my
best
friends.
Clique.
Quite alright. They were my friends, but I didn't have this connection with them. They're just my friends.
Okay.
One guy, Kamsi, is someone that dances and is very popular in school. So he likes working with me because him is my friend, but I'm his friend too, but we didn't have that kind of connection. But he had connection with me because we always used to talk.
Okay.
So anytime we are working like this, some juniors be shouting, "Ah, Senior Kamsi." So I used to laugh with the guy that Omo. So these juniors no see me, they work out with you. Say, man, you know they work out beside
me. You know, get name.
Man, you know they work out beside me.
Now, like everybody hates Chris. So, when they call the guy Chris and Greg,
all those kind of things. You should have connection. My friend now, he's somebody that plays drums. He's somebody that loves the type of music I love. All this fella music, Akpala.
Okay.
He drums a lot. He's somebody that is into music. And I like that because me too, I'm into music, all those kind of things. There's something we always
There's something that you connect
there's
on.
Something we always connect
okay,
to.
Okay.
If it's football, one of my other guys, there's something we
all
connect
right, on. Alright, alright. So, okay. Oh, yeah. Ayoluwa.
What do you think can improve friendships? So what do you think somebody should do to improve their friendship?
I think a lot of things are fundamental.
Okay.
Like, it starts from their childhood. Some people are just like stuck in their ways. So the best you can do is be the way Tim said, be firm with them. Don't hide your, should I say, feelings now. Don't hide what you think.
That don't hide your feelings.
If you
that's something else. So
you need to let your friends know their feelings if they are really your friends.
There are some people that they say anything to each other and they don't
care.
You have to know
I think we are talking about close friends here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. like if you're talking about close friends, there are some people that like me, someone like me, Roman Dumigo. So yeah, so you don't want to hurt your friend's feelings. Exactly. You don't want to hurt another person with what you say. But then truth is bitter, like the way you say. You don't have to let it out, but you don't have to say like every other blunt person would say.
The issue of being blunt, I think if you are with a friend, if you are with your friend, your honesty should be with wisdom, because many times we hear I'm blunt, this person is blunt, this person is blunt, but actually the person is just sometimes being rude. I feel that if you are actually honest, you can actually be honest with someone, and you can also reduce the effect that at which something will come at you. I don't know if you get. So instead of letting the statement out, bola, just drop it, and the person will not know what hits the person. Can just reduce the effect and say, okay, I know you are this and this and that, but try to also reduce the effect. Yeah.
I think it still boils down to knowing the kind of person you are dealing with. If it's called someone your friend,
yeah,
at least to a particular extent, you know the person.
Yeah.
Like recently, today. I have a friend, his name is Ayofe. And I know
why is Ayofe smiling?
Because he's like me. So and I've had that thing in my mind before. I was like, what's wrong with this person? He doesn't understand me and stuff like that. And I told him today.
Wow.
And if my normal self, he was supposed to bring that down before.
Just let me tell you, somebody I've told Ayofe before. That is wicked. The first day.
Before, I would have just like I would just have told him like, or maybe I would have told someone to tell him or something. But I think I've learned how to like bring issues to people, maybe because of experiences in the past.
Yeah.
And I told him in a normal way, and though the.
So we can say that what you are saying is now. With your friend, and also ensure that you are bringing, if you are saying anything, you are saying it in relation to that person.
Definitely. And also
I guess that's where emotional intelligence comes in.
Yes,
that you say something the right way.
Messi mentioned something earlier about knowing the kind of person you are dealing with also.
Mm-hmm.
That she said there's something that easily hurts. If the person is your friend, you'd have known that before time.
Yeah.
So maybe you can be telling the person episodes, or if it's something that you can use your actions to illustrate. Yeah, if it's something that you can use your actions to illustrate, or maybe the person does it and you just tell the person immediately that see what you did.
Okay.
Now.
All right. Thank you. So I am fair. So what can you say?
That all these things still falls back to gender. I'm very very serious.
I am fair is a gender person.
No.
Let's listen.
Let me just say we are like three. Me, there's this other guy, and there's this another guy.
Okay.
So after exam, most times we'll just buy fuel in this guy's, one of these guys' gen.
Okay.
We'll play game like after exam. We'll play game till we are satisfied. So there's one. Okay, let me just one is. No, don't let me say he's nonchalant actually, but when he says to us, he believes we are guys.
So everybody should be able to. Yeah.
But this other guy. So this day. The way this thing happened that day, everybody slept off. So it was the other guy that was still awake. So he just left the room and went to his room. But that guy woke up the next day. He did not greet us. Like, no, we are close. We've been together.
He
no greet us. He shall the frown. And the other one is blunt. He just after guy, wait this up. Like, as normal guys, wait this up. He no greet us. That's when you come pour out. Just pouring everything out.
Okay.
That was how we understood that guy. That's how
he likes to.
So he takes things personal. So when you understand someone like that, you can just instead of saying that stuff openly where everybody is. You can just talk how far guy. This thing don't make sense. Then we are done. That's how it should be.
Okay.
So but I don't think that thing works with ladies. I was there when two ladies were having a conversation. Then they tell me say this girl went to this other girl's room.
Yeah.
So she left without closing the door. They no talk for like two semesters.
Because they did not close the door.
Yeah.
Was anything stolen?
Nothing. So I'm like repeating it. This thing falls back to gender. The thing is, guys can still like
cope with each other.
Cope with that. Okay, now my guy, now normal thing, guy to guy. But ladies, yeah, ladies, they take things personal easily.
Well, that's true. But not all
ladies. I grew up among ladies.
I know not all
so
ladies.
I know how this thing works.
Not all ladies find it easy to not tell.
Tell you what happened.
Yes, they
will just.
Well, guys, they're always straightforward and they'll
they go straight to the front. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyhow, Sha. I was about to say guys have that's why guys are like this. But we'll be fine. We'll be fine. We'll definitely have a second part of this particular podcast. But thank you very much for joining in. I'll be going on a short break now, and when we'll come back, we shall be rounding up on the podcast. Anyways, just stay tuned. Anyways. All right, thank you for staying tuned. We are bringing today's episode of the Holy Fusion Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, maintaining friendships. I hope you really enjoyed it. We're going to be having a part two, a second part. We should be talking about this. So we'll conclude the conversation in my next episode. So please, just wait for it. Enjoy it. I knew that you enjoyed this one. If you enjoyed this today, please just share. Please share. And also drop your comments. You can send your emails to myowa4305@gmail.com. You can also send me a WhatsApp message on 0705-762-9278. Please do this to me. Please do this for me. I really want your comments. I want your suggestions, your reviews, and all that. So this is me, Olumayowa, signing out for this week. Have a lovely weekend. Take care of yourself. Bye for now.